AM 950. Hello, members. Matt McNeil here, and thanking you very much for being a member here of AM 950. We do appreciate that. We appreciate that greatly. Thank you so very much. Now, once again, like whenever the coronavirus pandemic hit America here, like a lot of businesses, we started having problems. You guys stepped up as becoming members. You've helped ensure that we have Progressive Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul through the election cycle, and we're very grateful for that. You can go over to the webpage. If you've made a one-time donation, please make another donation if you can. AM950radio.com. That's AM950radio.com. The same process you went through before. Or if you'd like, you can always become a recurring member, and that means there's a regular payment that comes on out, and we sure do appreciate that. And of course, as a bonus, we get you this special content. So please do enjoy this Chris Cluey interview. We did this back in 2018. This is May of 2018. And the reason this interview came out was because people were starting to kneel for sporting events. And as a matter of fact, the NFL at that point came out with a policy which said you could kneel, but only in the back locker room where no one could see you. And that if you were to kneel on the field, there will be a penalty. And so we brought Chris Cluey on in here. But it does bring up another just fun point about the hypocrisy of Republicans. Republicans, do you remember that whole thing where Vice President Pence went to an Indianapolis Colts game and someone kneeled and he acted like, how dare they? And he stormed on out of there. And it was a planned event. That was the whole point of it. It was a planned event. And he was, you know, they stormed on out and said, how dare you? And Republicans across the country vowed to never watch the NFL again. Never watch the NFL again. And any other sport that dared to do this, we're never going to allow this to happen. We won't. I will watch something else. That's what they did. They do the same thing all the time. You know, they have a gay awareness, gay appreciation day at Walt Disney World, and they all, how dare Walt Disney World? But of course, they're back there again. They try to scream their outrage, but they have absolutely zero commitment to it. But I want to remind them of this. This is your standard. It's not mine. This is your standard. I want to remind you of your standard. Your standard was that if any player of a sport kneeled during the national anthem as a way to protest racial, you know, inequities in this country, a peaceful protest during the national anthem, that you said you were never going to follow that sport. So let's run the gamut here, right? Major League Baseball, that's off limits for you now. Hockey did a huge thing after the George Floyd murder, and they basically they had a whole ceremony, an NHL endorsed ceremony. So I hope you're not watching the NHL. Well, with the Wild, you don't need to worry about that. NBA, they do that all the time. So the NBA is gone. College football's had, you know, players kneel. So college football's gone. The NFL has had players, of course. That was what you guys were throwing a fit about that. You know, you guys still, you're dying to get back to the NFL, college basketball, NASCAR has had people kneeling. NASCAR. You guys' standard is this: if they kneel, then they can't basically go on out there. You're not going to go out there and give them your money. You're not going to give them your attention. Well, then fine. I hope you enjoy reading books, because there isn't a sport anymore. Outside, I guess, the Klan games or whatever it is that they would have there. But good luck. I'm guessing truck pull, mud swimming or something like that. Fishing is probably part of that. But, you know, if whatever the case may be, that's where you're at. Go enjoy. But the reality is the rest of the world realizes that, yes, indeed, there is massive levels of inequity geared towards the African-American community of this country. I mean, my goodness, John Oliver on Last Week Tonight, he for the last like 3 months has had incredible segments talking about every level of injustice out there, from the policing to the DAs, to the prosecution, to the jails, to the juries. He's had story after story that highlights exactly what is going on. It's real. And it's about damn time we try to fix this problem. And you can't fix this problem without awareness. And if kneeling during the national anthem and quietly to protest it brings awareness, my God, if that isn't the epitome of what the founding fathers of this country wanted, in regards to the rights of the people. There you go. Chris Cloey, this is once again 2018, him talking about the then policy of the NFL, which was an absolute abomination. Enjoy the interview. Thanks for being members from AM 950. To begin with, let's talk about the NFL's latest ruling. They're trying to stop their players from kneeling during the national anthem. They've come out with these new rules which say if you're on the field, you can't kneel during the national anthem. If you do, it's a 15-yard penalty. But they've said if you want to stay in the back room, in the locker room where no one can see your protest, you can kneel to your heart's content back there. A lot of people are upset about this because clearly the NFL is trying to cave to President Donald Trump, the orange narcissistic buffoon who basically thinks he can impose his will on all people. And of course, the players are not exactly happy about this either. Joining us to talk about this, former Minnesota Vikings punter for 8 seasons with the Minnesota Vikings. He owns actually quite a few records for punting with the Vikings. Chris Cloey is joining us. He's also been an outspoken advocate on social issues, including same-sex marriage and gay rights in the past. And he has also got a lot of thoughts on this new NFL ruling. Chris Cloey, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
First of all, just your thoughts on what the NFL is trying to do here.
Yeah, well, I think it's ridiculous what the NFL is trying to do, because it's clear that this is in response to what Trump has been saying over the past year and a half or so. And normally people like to say, First Amendment, freedom of speech on issues that aren't really First Amendment issues, right? You know, private companies can do what they want. They're private companies. They're not the government. However, when the actual president of the United States is saying that you should not give someone a job and not allow people to protest, and then you go and take away that person's job and say, oh, hey, you can't protest, that does in fact make it a First Amendment issue, because now the government is interfering in your freedom of speech.
Well, and the reality is, one of the reasons why Trump is going after the NFL players, once again started by Colin Kaepernick, is because this has been a wildly successful protest. It has brought attention to the racial inequity in this country.
Yeah, and that's a huge problem that we as a country are still trying to address, and frankly, we've done a terrible job of. I mean, police brutality specifically against Black Americans is really at an all-time high. I mean, there are countless incidents that have happened throughout the country over just even the past few months. And this is something, it's not going to go away on its own. And until we as a country figure out how to fix this and how to hold people accountable, well, then it's just going to keep happening.
Do you think, by the sounds of it, the NFL, first of all, did not run this past the Players Association to see if they were okay with this. And it also doesn't sound like they took a formal vote on this. More of they called up each owner and gauged their response to the suggested new rules change. And they came back with the feeling that enough owners were with it. Will this rule stand up, or will the players' union be able to basically knock it down?
I don't know if the PA is going to be legally able to knock it down. That's going to depend on how the CBA is written, the current collective bargaining agreement. But the fact remains is that this just shows you how weak the NFL players' union is compared to other players' unions. And, you know, for example, like in the NBA, the owners would never dare try something like that because the players have a lot more power. So for the NFLPA, this is actually a really good opportunity to say to the entirety of their player base, look, it doesn't matter where you come down on Kaepernick's protests, right? Like, you can be for them, you can be against them, you can be indifferent. It doesn't matter. As a group, we need to stand together and tell the owners, you're not allowed to do this. You know, you don't get to unilaterally decide what we as players get to do or do not do. And especially with the new CBA negotiations coming up in 2020, like, those are going to be incredibly contentious. And the NFLPA needs to start laying that groundwork now for getting the players together.
This rule, I mean, there is one element which seems a little confusing, and I haven't been able to find the clarification on this. What would happen if both teams kneel? Because it would seem to be 15-minute penalties offset. Henceforth, there's no – is that the case that if both teams kneeled, there wouldn't be a penalty at all? Or would they, try to issue a penalty at the beginning of each kickoff?
Yeah, so someone in my Twitter feed mentioned that and said that they should bring in the ref from Necessary Roughness to call off the offsetting penalties. So, yeah, no, I think that'd be great if both teams went out and knelt and just said, you know what, do what you're going to do. You know, make it more of a mockery than it already is. And because that's one of the things that the NFL can't stand, especially the owners. Like, they so desperately want to be taken seriously. You know, they want people to think of the NFL as like this militaristic, patriotic, just great thing. And anytime they look dumb, they hate it. So if you had all these players go out and just take a knee and be like, well, what are you going to do about it? Then, oh, it would drive them nuts. It'd be fantastic.
Isn't this as well kind of the NFL is trying to get their coaches to rein in the players by, because I mean, obviously coaches look at this game differently. They don't want to start the game off 15 yards in the hole. So they've already had some of the coaches come on out and say, you know what? I want my players to stand during the national anthem because I don't want to start the game out at a disadvantage. Is this really what this is? It's a punting by them to the coaches and saying, you deal with your players.
Yeah, well, it's the NFL trying to shift responsibility onto a group that really shouldn't have to take that responsibility. And it also highlights the need for the coaches to have a union, because right now the coaches don't have any power either. So whatever the owners say to them, they're in an even worse position than the players. I mean, they can't even get together to say, no, we don't want to do this. So I think that this is something that the owners tried to have their cake and eat it too. They tried to appease President Trump. They tried to, what they thought would appease the players, by saying, oh, you can just go protest off in the corner. And in the end, it's going to prove to appease no one. And it's just made everyone angrier.
Chris Kluwe joining us, former Minnesota Vikings punter and an outspoken advocate on many different issues, talking about the new rules by the NFL. I had an interview earlier this week that said this is the NFL owners are terrified. The reason that they're scared of Trump is that Trump probably has threatened their antitrust exemption, and that's really what makes them a ton of money. Do you think that there's any weight to that?
I think he probably has, but I think that the owners need to decide if they're American citizens or if they're just oligarchs who want to chase the next dollar. Because if they're American citizens, then they'll say, you know what? We will risk losing our antitrust exemption in order to maintain our players' freedom of speech, because that is what is important about America, the ability to stand up to your government and say, hey, you are not representing me properly. The way that things are going is not the way that they should be going. Now, if they just want to be billionaire oligarchs who chase the next dollar, kind of like what we see in Russia and other dictatorship countries, then they'll do what they're doing right now and try to silence the players.
Case Keenum, of another former Viking, he basically made the point, this is the hypocrisy of this entire argument, and that he posted a picture of a, I think it was a Dallas Cowboys jersey, which had the flag emboldened and intertwined within the jersey itself, saying this is not respecting the flag. As a matter of fact, it goes directly against the U.S. flag code. There does seem to be an attempt here to, at one side, criticize this not standing for the flag, while at the same time, the league itself, I mean, they put their flags on dancing robots as they chug beers to go football. I mean, there clearly is an element of the league which uses the flag as a marketing ploy, so I don't know how they really feel like they have a leg to stand on themselves.
Yeah, no, they don't. I mean, especially when you look at how the national anthem started on NFL football fields back in, I think it was like 2008 or 2009, when the Department of Defense paid them millions of dollars in order to do so, because it was a recruiting tool. And so in the beginning, it wasn't about patriotism. It was about, we need to recruit more people for the military. We know a lot of people watch NFL games. Let's make the flag a big spectacle, and hopefully we can get some more people to sign up. So, you know, for the NFL, it's always about money. That's what it boils down to.
Same exact thing for NASCAR. They slap the flag all over everything. They're trying to do it for recruitment tools for the military armed services. But the reality is, it is using the flag to market the product.
Right. And the big thing is that, you know, a lot of people are conflating the idea that our flag and our police and our military are all the same thing. And that's a very dangerous thing to do, because our police and our military are two separate entities for a very important reason. And that reason is that our military goes out and kills other people to protect us. They kill our enemies in foreign countries. Our police force is supposed to uphold the laws and justice of our country. They're not supposed to declare war against our citizens. Our police never should be our military. They are not the same thing.
Well, and I'm a veteran, and I stand for the flag, but at the same time, I've served, so people have the right of freedom of speech. And if they want to kneel, I don't agree with it, but more power to them. That is their right as American citizens, and that's what's getting lost here.
Right, yeah, and that's the whole thing is that the dream of America, and it's a dream we've tried to live up to, and we haven't really done the best job of it over the years, but it's something that we're continuously striving for, is that this is a country where no matter who you are, no matter what you look like or what religion you follow, you have the opportunity to tell your government, I would like my life to be better. I don't think you are doing enough to make it so. And in a lot of other countries, criticizing your government can get you thrown in jail or killed. Like that's, and I don't think that's something we want to see coming to America. But generally, the way it starts in other countries is forced obedience to a nationalistic ideal and making people think that, oh, if you disobey whoever's in power, then that means you're a traitor to the country. That's not what America is about.
There is an insanely tone-deaf element to the argument. Well, if you want to protest, you can do it in the locker room where no one can see you. And and the fact that this is, once again, this is predominantly African-American players who are protesting racial injustice. And the fact that the league would think that that's a good stance to take is shocking to the core.
Yeah, it always amuses me when people are like, well, why can't your protest be convenient for me? It's like the whole point of a protest is to be inconvenient. It's to draw your attention to the fact that other people's lives are not as easy as yours. You know, they are suffering under things that you don't have to suffer under. So, yeah, if it's interrupting your beer time or maybe it takes you, you know, 30 minutes longer to get somewhere on the freeway, then maybe take a moment and think about that and say, well, maybe we should change someone else's life so that they don't have to protest anymore.
God forbid we actually do that. It's been interesting. I've listened to some of the sports talk hosts and anchors that deal with the NFL. And my suspicion, I have no proof of this, this is my suspicion, the NFL has basically told them to toe the company line, because I've heard a lot of people make that are in the sports reporting world make the argument, well, this is their office and they really shouldn't be doing that. And people that I wouldn't expect to be doing that. I mean, there really does seem to be a control issue here where the NFL is telling the people who broadcast the games or report on the games, well, we're watching who's backing us up on this, because I'm shocked that there's not more outrage, especially considering what you're talking about, taking away a person's right to protest.
Yeah, there's a couple issues there to unpack. The first one is how completely incestuous the sports media is, in that NFL journalists rely on the NFL for access. So it's a lot of what you see with political journalists, right? Is that if they don't have access, then they can't report on stuff, so they'll do whatever they need to maintain access. So in this situation, they're saying, well, you know, the NFL is saying we got to say this stuff. We better toe the company line, as you said. You know, this, and it's very clear that they view this as business. I mean, you know, it's ESPN, right? They have broadcasting rights and they're also supposed to be reporting on the league. How does that work out ethically? I don't know. You know, one of the other things to unpack there is this idea that the players are doing this on company time. The players are there to play football. Okay, if the players are sitting down in the middle of a play and protesting, yeah, maybe you have a point. This is before the game. There is no football happening at that time. Everyone is just standing there. Like, that's not football.
No. Well, it isn't, and you bring up a good point. Plus the fact that I'm going to make the argument here, even if it was football, for a lot of people, they don't have the ability to make a statement on this level. And when you have such an undeniable problem as the racial inequity in this country, that, you know, being able to bring some attention to it, whether that was the 68 Olympics or at a football game, the fact that these people are using their pulpit to be able to put forward an issue which is important to them, I think that that's something that should be praised, not condemned.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think it shows an unfortunate sign of our times, in that people think that businesses and entertainment are more important than human society that allows those businesses and entertainment to exist. Because the simple fact is that if we as a society start crumbling, there won't be any more football, because everyone's going to be running around looking for food and water. So it's really important to set your priorities in order and understand that, yeah, football might be great. Football might be your escape from reality. But if you don't pay attention to reality, eventually that escape is going to go away.
I'm going to one final question on this issue, and it's a purely hypothetical one. So do you think the NFL would be putting this policy forward if the protest was about pro Second Amendment rights, pro gun rights, or anti-abortion, or pro Confederate statues? Do you think there's a lot of this that has to do with the politics of the protest that's happening?
Yeah, I think it has everything to do with the politics of the protest that's happening, because you look at the ownership of the NFL and it's predominantly old, rich, white men, many of whom donated to Donald Trump, many of them whom have regressive viewpoints, and many of whom think that there aren't problems in this country because those problems don't specifically apply to them. So I think if this was another issue that wasn't centered around racism, I don't think the owners would have a problem with it. But here we are because this is a problem in our country. It is something we need to address, and especially for a league that is primarily made up of African-American citizens, this is a huge issue that cuts to the core of our society and is absolutely one we should be talking about.
Chris Cluey, once again, joining us. Not only have you been outspoken on social issues, and of course, a former football player yourself with a lot of records with the Vikings, but you as well have released a game, Twilight of the Gods. I believe it's Victory Point Games put this out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. Well, let's switch gears entirely now.
Yeah, by all means, please.
Yeah, now for something completely different. I'm a huge nerd at heart. I mean, anyone who follows me on Twitter, who has known me for a while, knows that. And I've always been a big fan of tabletop card games, like Magic the Gathering, Netrunner, games like that. And so one of the things I wanted to do, that was like 6 or 7 years ago at this point, was I wanted to make my own card game. Because I was like, oh, I've got these, you know, I have these issues with these other games. I don't think they've done these particular things right. And so I thought to myself, well, you should probably fix those things instead of complain about them. Mm-hmm. So I ended up coming up with my own card game called Twilight of the Gods, as you said. And it's essentially a game set around like 5th century, 6th century AD. So we get to pull in a lot of historical elements. But it's also about you playing against the other player and not winning or losing so much due to random chance, but more to the choices you make as a player. Because frequently when you play games like this, a lot of the time it's, oh, did I top deck the right card, right? Did I pull the right card at the right time? Mm-hmm. It's not so much, oh, were my strategies good and that ended up winning me the game. So that's what we really wanted to do with it.
Well, I'm going to find this game because I've been playing Gloom. And me and my kids have been playing Gloom, and we've really enjoyed that. We do enjoy the tabletop card games. And Twilight of the Gods, it was released last year. I'm presuming it, since it's I've heard about this. This has done very well.
Yeah. No, we've gotten great feedback from people. It seems like our target demographic is ex Magic the Gathering players who got tired of either paying $1,000 every 3 months to stay current, or just got tired of the randomness of losing to someone from a bad draw. So yeah, we've gotten great feedback. We're basically at the, you know, spread the message stage, trying to get more and more people playing. And we just successfully kickstarted our first set of 3 mini expansions. And then we're going to have our first big expansion. I believe the Kickstarter for that should be coming out in either June or July.
Twilight of the Gods, Victory Point Games. We'll put out a link to all that a little bit later on. So I want to encourage you to go get that by all means. Chris Cluey, once again, former Minnesota Vikings punter. Chris, I really appreciate the time today. Thank you very much. I appreciate the interview.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, it is an important issue, and I hope people continue to talk about it.
Thank you. Chris Cluey joining us. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.